As you can gather, I was always on the lookout for finding ways to earn a bob or two. On several occasions, I would team up with a friend who lived in Pound Lane, near Page Road. We would go to the top of Page Road, into the woods, armed with an axe, saw, sacks, and the old pushchair, looking for dead trees. We would cut the trees into logs and sack them. Once we had collected several sacks, we'd go on knocking on doors to sell the logs at 3 shillings and 6 pence a sack. We did quite well until we ran out of dead trees. I remember there was no central heating in those days, just an open fire, gas. Sometime in the 60s, we had a problem with rats in Pound Lane, across the road from Green Stores, all the way down to Page Road. The open ditches. All the bungalows had either concrete or wooden bridges across the ditch. The ditch would often get rats. On one occasion, the problem was so bad that the people complained to the Basildon Council, who did nothing about it. So the people contacted the local paper, and the headline in the paper read, "Rats as big as cats." There was also photos in the paper. It was not long before the council came down and got rid of the rats. Christmas time. At least 3 friends from Westlake Avenue and I would go carol singing. We would start singing a carol and finish before knocking on the door. And then we would go on to our next carol. We would be often aware the person behind the door listening while we sung before opening the door. Some would open the door and just stand there and listen to us. And quite often we would end up singing at least 3 carols before we was given any money. We would go round every road in the village and go down Pound Lane as far as the nursery. So with the money I had saved from Guy Fawkes Night and the money from singing, I was able to buy Mum, Dad and Sister Christmas presents.
Hope you enjoyed your trip down memory lane, Basildon Heritage.